Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello there.
Hello there. Mm-hmm. Una vez más.
Hello there.
Hello there. Hey, mamas. Welcome to this week's episode of Mamas from Merlot. And yeah, our intro is a teeny bit different this week, but just wanted to say hello and let you know that we were not able to record last week because I was on vacation. And but this week we're bringing you a super fun episode that we have stolen from What's Up Bro. It is a kind of like a flashback episode from one of the podcasts on the Geek Bro Network. And it was actually really fun because it was me and Steph and Missy and Jeff of all the other podcasts on the network, and my dad sat down and joined us. So it is a little bit embarrassing for me because it's my dad, but it's really fun. So I hope you enjoy it, and we love your faces, and cheers.
Mom, 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 mommy, 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 mama.
You're panicking.
Uh-huh. Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight Is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Pew, 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 pew.
I don't want to do it. You ruined it.
Life ruiner.
And welcome to What's Up, Bro. I am not Neri Sines. And she's back.
And she's back.
What's happening?
Talking to the mic.
Sophie. Sophie.
Sophie.
Stop saying Sophie. People listen on their earphones.
So?
So you're whispering into their ears, Sophie.
Do I need to go to
Red
Walgreens?
Rom. Red Rom.
No, that's Nathan that does that.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, no, he definitely
should
does.
Should we pause
story.
It and...
I don't know how to do this. I don't work how to work the damn. No, no, no.
Pause button. Okay. Oh,
ready?
No.
Yeah, yeah. Go for it.
It's recording.
You really want me here?
It's recording. Go, go, go. Hi.
Welcome to What's Up, Bro. I'm Stephanie Uyo. With me is Missy.
Hello.
And Jeff.
Yo.
And for right now, Vanessa's dad, Pablo.
Hey, Pablo. I'll let him.
Hi, honey. What's for dinner?
I walked into Vanessa Neri's house and Pablo's sitting on the
Okay, I'm not sitting here anymore, but anyway.
Bye.
Bye, Dad.
So what's your name?
Come back.
Come back. She's closing the door.
And joining us now is Vanessa.
Hi, friends.
Not as funny as your dad already.
Yeah. Clearly. No.
Strike
we
one.
Went rogue for a second. I walked into the house and Pablo's like sitting on the barca lounger with a glass of scotch watching The Walking Dead. And I'm like, this is what I want to be when I grow up. So
You can watch The Walking Dead now, you know, you don't have to wait.
Apparently my love for Negan was a little too much, because he's like, nope, this gun's going over there.
Hi, friends. It's been a minute.
A little bit.
How we been? How we are? Is everybody good?
How we are?
How we are?
How we are?
Wow. How you is, boo?
I mean, one of us is a little bit smarter.
Yeah.
Did anything interesting happen in your
But yes, Pablo graduated. And so did I.
Missy graduated from
elementary school.
Yes, I graduated from grade school. I finally made it out.
Good job.
The potty training took a while, but she finally did it, so they were able to graduate.
Yeah, I kept getting my numbers messed up, so I couldn't miss.
Because math is hard.
Math is hard. And oh, that's cute. And that's it for my life. What's going on with you guys?
We had a pachanga on Saturday.
Yeah, we had.
Did you say what you actually graduated, or you don't want to?
From where?
Or
what did you do?
Okay. So I got an English degree, my bachelor's degree, and because
I know the words.
What I know the words.
Do you do with a BA in English?
Is that why you wanted me to say it?
That's from Avenue Q. No, but it flowed.
Because I fucked around and took so long to figure out what I wanted to do, I ended up getting a second degree by accident because of all of my electives.
For real? I didn't know this
part. I promise. It's called the Interdisciplinary Studies.
That's which what is my degree is in.
Which is a fancy way. Correct.
Yeah, that's what my degree is
so
in.
So now when I pay my student loans.
Wait. Paula, question.
What does that do?
Nothing. What it does is that now when I look at my student loans and I start paying them, I know that instead of paying for one useless degree, I'm paying for two useless degrees.
Hooray!
So,
American dream.
Well, I leaned into it. That's what they told me when I was in school. So now I have two degrees that aren't going to help me in a lot of debt. So what'd you guys do this weekend?
I went to a party.
We had a pachangazo.
Oh, yeah. And then I decided to, and then I was enabled to throw myself,
everyone in this room.
Yes. Okay. to throw myself a friends-themed graduation party.
Well, I didn't say the friends part.
At Artistic Vibes. Because if you guys are listening, you should follow them.
Artistic Vibes. Whoop, whoop.
Awesome. Shout out to Q.
Of the Talking Geek Podcast, which is also on there.
Correct.
Good job, Jeff.
And I got you. I set it up and you hit it out of the park.
That's what I do.
And it was awesome. If I walked into
Jason Momoa was there.
The cutout that my
I said it right.
Geek bro friends bought me.
I'm taking 150% credit for that.
Yeah, I knew that was all you for sure. You didn't have to tell me.
I helped pay for it, okay?
Yeah, yeah. No.
You did.
And yeah. I got the video.
We all Venmoed Jeffrey.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Venmoing going on that weekend.
Aside from that, it was a dream come true to walk into AV and have friends projected on a giant screen.
That was fun.
And it was on surround sound.
That's the dream come true?
Yeah. It is a dream. Not graduating. Okay. Watching friends on a giant screen.
That was a step to the party.
Okay.
The party couldn't happen without the graduation.
It was the catalyst.
Correct.
I mean, we could have had a party anyway, but
it was awesome.
Yeah, okay.
And then we had
she's like, my dream's Gal Gadot's at home, and Chrissy's like, hey, happy anniversary. That's my dream.
We have... That's too real, man.
Is it? Because that's going to happen.
Well, I don't need a visual.
Dream big, princess.
From your lips to God's ears, that can happen.
Actually, I do remember, and I ran this by Fanny because I went to, Fanny, we're listening, I love you. I went to lunch with Fanny today, and I was like, did this happen? And I play this game a lot with her when I drink. I'm like, did this happen or not? And she goes, what? I'm like, I remember being by the stage, and I think I had started dancing, and I think I heard Jeff go, shake it, girl, and I did, and then all the guys yelled, and I was like, ew, girls, stop yelling at me. And she goes, yeah, that happened. And I was like, that's so cool.
I also made $3 dancing.
You did?
I don't know why.
Somebody was throwing dollars at people.
Yeah. No, it was,
I hope she didn't expect it back.
No.
Because I kept it.
No. It got a little
when
weird.
I got home, I took my shirt off and I found a dollar, too.
I had a dollar in my pocket. In my jeans Suarez pocket.
Things your dad wants to hear.
I put it there. I just forgot that it was there.
Suarez.
Look at the face he just gave you.
Do you want more scotch?
Do you want more
I'm going to need a bottle.
It's not shitty wine. It's apothic.
Everybody was here.
He's sitting right next to you.
That was the joke.
It's gonna be one of those womp, womp,
womp. It was a good time. I had
and
a good time.
You made perfect. That, and who was it that made the trifle?
Fanny
made Rachel's
Fanny
trifle.
Fanny did a fabulous job
which
making
Christy
the
liked
real,
for some
like
reason.
The bad trifle.
She
like
had
I,
three
so
pieces.
A lot of
because she ate mine. It was she was the Joey
my
of
wife,
the party.
My wife.
I knew she was gonna like it though because she likes weird shit.
A lot. Of,
Exhibit A.
A lot of whenever I mentioned the trifle to people before the party, they're like, "Oh, so like a trifle, but you're just gonna call it Rachel's trifle?" And I'm like. No.
No, she's made the actual...
She's going to make the actual trifle. And she actually made... I know she made the custard from scratch because I spent...
The custard was amazing.
45 minutes in Publix looking for vanilla beans. Not extract. Beans in Publix. And
that
then
was a lot of work for something
was,
gross.
Yeah, for real.
Did you taste it?
No.
Did
no.
you?
I did. I
Every time I got near it, I was like,
it,
nope.
It smelled
Suarez
so
and
bad.
I made the observation that it actually does smell like feet.
I was congested,
it wasn't
so I couldn't
and you,
smell
it. Was
it.
Everyone, everyone
was
saying that.
It was so disgusting.
I was congested, so I couldn't smell it.
I took one bite and, like, legitimately almost threw up. Like, I had to go spit it out in a trash can outside because I in the event that I threw up, I didn't want to stink up AV because it was so disgusting.
I thought the eight beers was what I was going to make me throw up, but no, it was going to be the smell of that.
Yeah, well, it was a good night. Honestly,
it was a good night.
Everything-
and then we had pancakes, but some people didn't get pancakes.
And some people just forgot to...
Like, everybody except for one person didn't get pancakes.
Yeah, Lisa didn't get her breakfast
but
put in
I
at
got
all.
Pancakes.
But Suarez was calling it pancake time. And there was no pancakes.
Well, do you want to go get pancakes? We can get pancakes.
We can get pancakes whenever you want, man.
All right.
We can make...
Pancake time came from our other group of friends from college.
No, I know. He explained
okay.
it.
Oh, okay.
But I think Lisa missed it. And then she was like, but you wrote on Facebook pancake time. But you didn't even get pancakes. And, like, she was very confused by the whole...
Right.
I'm like, it's like t-shirt time. You don't actually need
Lisa,
to wear a t-shirt.
Lisa was a little drunk.
You think?
And she drove me home, which is scaring me now that I think about
it. You really should have just come with us. I could have fallen asleep in the backseat. It would have been great.
And then you and Neri could have had alone time.
Yeah, you guys could have made out. You wanted to be here. You wanted to be here.
I said alone time. Oh. You took it to the next level. Yeah.
None of us really truly do.
No, I don't even. No, I'm just kidding.
He reaches over
boyfriend.
Oh, he makes.
I need more wine. Actually, I need more scotch.
Salud.
It was a great night. I had fun. Everything literally went exactly how I wanted it, and it was awesome.
And there was no drama, which was nice.
Yep, and then
that sounds like
that sounded there, like there was drama.
Well,
there was
handled.
No drama on my side.
It was handled. Oh, okay. Oh my gosh, one mortifying moment. This story actually belongs better on Mama's, but I'm gonna say it anyway.
You can say it on both. You know, I'm probably going to
double dip.
Yeah, okay. And share this on Mama's.
So
next week.
Okay, cool. Then it does apply. So I have this. One. I have this rule where I don't like to touch women's. When they're pregnant, I don't like touching their belly. Even if they tell me it's okay,
mm-hmm.
I know that you 9 times out of 10 you're just being nice and you're like feel
you don't
horrible.
Want to transfer evil to them.
No, I'm not evil. I'm awesome.
I know.
And then I'm talking. Thank you. And I'm talking to Andre and Logan. Andre is the lead singer of Dave's band, Naked Vengeance. Follow them everywhere. And his wife, Logan, who is pregnant. So I'm talking to him, and he's saying some crazy shit about how he wants to build his kid the B.F. Skinner crib that looks like an aquarium for children. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it, and you'll know, like, that it's a bad idea. So Logan is talking, is like, you know, doing the thing where she's like, no, absolutely not. And then he said, this is the only way we'll keep the kid in check. And then I said, I hope you have a daughter. And then I forgot my rule, and I started rubbing her belly.
But you had like a decent amount of alcohol.
Wait,
at this point.
But then I caught myself, and I was like, Oh my god, it's terrible.
I love that it has paper. It has newspaper at the bottom.
That's what he said. He goes
it's from the 50s, though.
He goes,
well, like a hamster.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You mean the good old days?
Shut up. So then he goes. So then I'm mortified. Exactly. Exactly.
Great. Can we have him on everything?
So wait.
Do they make these in adult size?
Hang on. Let me finish the story. So then I'm mortified because I broke my rule. And thankfully, Logan is a friend. So she's very, very cool about it.
Dave can fit in this.
Fuck, bro. This story's never going to finish.
I'm sorry. But I'm just picturing little Dave reading
me
a book
too.
In there.
Oh, my God. Can we Photoshop it with his book jacket picture?
And tell him to change the book cover to How to Escape from a B.F. Skinner Crib.
Okay, but I need to find a straight-on picture.
All the places you'll go. Or The Great Escape.
Well, he did this.
Uh-oh.
See me, amor. You keep talking.
So anyways, I caught myself, you know, touching her belly, and I was immediately mortified, and I start apologizing. So then...
Daniel Bryan. My friend's at a wrestling event.
So then I start apologizing, and after, you know, Logan is really, really cool. And then she's like, would it make you feel better if I just rub your butt? And then that way we invaded each other's personal space equally. So I'm like, yes, that sounds perfect. Even Steven. So she starts doing this, and Andre's like, hold on. And he takes his camera on. I'm like, you're disgusting. That's your wife. I'm your friend. And then Dave walks by. He goes, Dave, come here. And Dave's like, oh. And I'm like, no, enough. Goodbye. Done. And that's the end of that story.
Our friends are gross.
That was your husband I was talking about.
I know. He's okay. Gross. I'm aware. He's gross. We all
are. You had you had questions?
Yeah. He was rubbing your butt?
No, not Andre. Girl. Oh. Logan, the
no,
pregnant
it's another girl.
Girl,
so it's okay.
The other girl. Yeah, it was. Okay, we're. It
I
was
wish it was slower. No, I'm just kidding.
That's actually. Andre said that. He goes, wait, you're going too fast. I was like,
do
you're
it
disgusting.
Slowly. Do it, Savignon.
Oh my God. That's so gross. I'm going to keep drinking.
Anyway,
he got you the took mic. Your mic.
I just wanted to say,
closer yes. to your mouth, please.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate
congratulations
that.
Congratulations on your 2 degrees.
Thank you.
And I hope you really, really get to make some money out of it.
Me yeah. too.
We all do.
From your mouth to God's ear.
They pay more.
No,
I'm not gonna
say no, tell me.
I was going to say they pay more if you've got 2 degrees on La Ocho.
Correct. Yeah. The Hoda makes way more money than actual education. But, you know, I told you guys that I have my dream of buying 500 acres, keeping 300, and then each family gets 100.
I like it.
It's best.
Because that way you guys are really, really far away, but I know where
you're
are
really
all
gonna
the
give,
time.
You're really going to give the Mercantinis 101 acres just to like...
I'll give you 101 acres. I'll give you 100 acres and a mule.
Okay, thanks.
Base the acreage on height.
Can I have a cow instead?
Sorry, Steph, you got 20 acres.
But I'm a normal sized person.
No, but even averaging out still.
He takes down your average band.
That's fine.
Can I get an ass? Yes, you can.
Jesus Christ.
I will give you an ass, Gary's dad.
I'll drink to that. Cheers.
Oh, man.
Jesus Clank.
If I had daddy issues before this.
I thought I was going to be the only guy here tonight. Thank God.
Nope.
Okay. So
moving on.
What do we want to talk about
first?
I got
a crazy story.
Go, Jeff. Go.
Go, Jeffrey. Go.
Okay. I'm going to read this because we'll talk about the other thing.
That's fine.
Later.
Go, Gadget.
I'm going to read the headline from the police. Three people snatched shark from Texas aquarium, wheeled it out in a baby stroller.
I heard about this.
Oh, that was funny.
What?
They three people literally went into the, you know, like how aquariums have like that pet
like
petting,
touch tank?
Mm-hmm. Like the touch tank. Mm-hmm. Well, they said, hey, there's a shark. I want it. They took it out of the tank and put it in a baby stroller and wheeled it out of the aquarium.
At least it wasn't in Florida.
And they wheeled
it out.
That
was going to be my question.
It was Texas.
Oh, hallelujah.
They wheeled it out in a baby. So there's a little baby shark. Baby shark.
Baby shark. Baby shark.
But in Florida, they would have taken all the fish.
Yeah. There would have been a stingray with in a twins carriage.
And they would have put him in like giant Ziploc bags.
Yeah. I mean, like, so, but I'm just picture a nurse shark inside of a baby stroller. It's not the weirdest thing that I've probably seen in a baby stroller animal wise. What's wrong with you?
That's too much. Won't the shark die?
Yes.
That's how water and shark gills work.
Supposedly you have to put the shark within water, in water within 2 hours or it dies.
Well, in Free Willy, it...
Okay, so scientific...
obviously.
A documentary.
Bye.
Bye. Oh. You thought you were getting rid of him.
How fun. Can we have him on all the time?
Okay. So then...
So your mom's probably like, oh, hey, gente
solo. I looked outside and my mom was like, you can kick him out. And I'm like, oh, he's fine. He's laughing. He's behaving.
But yeah, so how ridiculous is that there's a fucking shark... being wheeled around in a car.
I heard this on the radio, and I heard that the guy claimed to be a shark expert.
Oh, okay.
And he was rescued. Like, he thought it was his duty to rescue the shark.
Duty.
So it was a nice carriage.
It was his duty.
Right, so he was helping. He was saving the shark.
Saving the shark.
Right.
Okay, got
from
it.
From captivity, from putting, taking it from a giant tank and putting it into
him,
a tiny tank.
I found him his crib. I needed to find one that was straight on.
Oh, no, that's perfect for Dave's crib, yeah.
Dave's crib.
We will post pictures of this after.
Yeah, after Neri
drops.
Finishes it.
Ermagid.
All right. Yeah. So I just thought that was hilarious when I read that.
No, that's great. That's
any sports news we want to cover?
Trump called LeBron out on Twitter.
Yeah,
and everybody tore him in a way.
That was hysterical because he took the time to call out LeBron and say that.
Well, you know, Trump is very responsible with the way he, with his time and his efforts.
You're right.
And his tweets.
So he has the ability to take his time away.
Yeah, he just was blowing off steam. He's so, like, contained and, like, you know.
Level-headed.
Level-headed and well-mannered every other day. Yeah. It was probably, it was probably an ambient tweet.
I like it, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we've all been there.
And what the headline that I did see, because first I saw that trending, and then I saw Michael Jordan trending, and I was like, oh, God, because nowadays you see anybody trending, and either they're dead or they did something.
Right.
So I was hoping, honestly, out of the two, if he was going to be a creeper or be dead, I'd rather he'd be dead. But he was alive, true. And he came out and was, like,
more
gave
wine.
A...
Hey!
What's that?
A Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir.
Sorry.
Well, do you know what happened?
But then he came out and, like, wasn't it, like, always this thing where everyone is always claiming that LeBron is, like, the better than
yes.
Michael Jordan?
Yes.
Like, that debate?
There's a debate on
so
Michael Jordan.
So then Michael Jordan had never commented on
right.
that, and now he did comment on it, but, like, in defense of
LeBron.
Of LeBron.
Right.
But that, I don't think that necessarily means he concedes to the argument.
Oh, no, of course
it's
not.
It's just like there's an asshole running his mouth.
The problem with the whole thing is that LeBron had... He was doing an interview. I saw the interview with
Don Lemon,
right? Don Lemon, yeah. He was,
this is not the space for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might not want to be part of this.
But no shit.
You might not want to be part of this.
No, but the issue that people were having with it is because... Look, the whole purpose of the interview was because LeBron
was opening
the school where it's free education and they actually get a free ride if they graduate to
right.
Akron University
Correct.
Or Akron College and all this stuff. And then he did make a comment in there. I don't remember exactly what the comment was. He did make a comment about the current state of America,
mm-hmm.
which I think is what triggered
right.
the tweet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was that excessive of why it would need that big tweet.
Like,
over
I mean, not just like the means is not justified.
No, because
he treaded very lightly
yes,
in his response.
He did
because he even stopped and he was like, you could tell he was about to say like spit out truth
mm-hmm.
and like be like, and he was like, no, I just think it's going to take time for us to get
I'll
back into
it.
You know
yeah,
like
sure.
it
I
wasn't
mean,
it wasn't an attack
I'm not the boss.
Per se.
I don't have to.
No, because
don't worry, we're not bashing. We're not gonna do.
I think that there's a responsible way. I mean, I have the luxury of thinking how I think and having my Facebook rants because I'm nobody, so I don't have to worry about
not
being,
to Perez Hilton.
Yeah, not to Perez Hilton. You're not
oh,
nobody.
Jesus.
Give yourself some credit.
We told that story.
Yeah.
But
with,
I got
by
no
the way
reaction.
With that Cameo app that I told you
uh-huh.
that guys about.
Uh-huh.
You can get Perez Hilton, so I'm gonna pay the money for Perez to send you a Cameo. Tweet.
I'm good. Thank you.
It's going to happen.
I would rather have a tweet from the president of the United
States. You would
rather
have the clown deliver you donuts?
I told you.
So we,
I told
we
you.
We found this company that you can have a scary clown deliver donuts to your friend's house.
And that's a double negative for me because
I don't like donuts.
I don't like
donuts. Who doesn't like donuts?
Crazy people.
Crazy people. It's not my favorite thing.
Sorry. It doesn't matter what you like or what you don't like.
Okay.
You don't like donuts. Okay. I don't like men.
Can that be the title, please?
You don't like donuts. Well, I don't like men.
Right. But anyway.
He broke Stephanie.
Sorry, deal with it.
Right, but the story goes like this. They found a company where you can hire a clown, like a scary clown, to deliver donuts to somebody. Like, it's supposed to be like a prank. Just to be an asshole. I know you're a parent, but I'm going to curse.
No, you can curse.
Right. Oh, there you go. I'm totally an asshole. High five. So then Stephanie shared that article with us. And I told her, because she's afraid of E.T. She's deathly afraid of E.T.
My niece is afraid of E.T.
Right, but I will torture her. I won't torture her.
She likes me.
No, I like her a lot. So then.
You don't like her?
Nah. They hate each other. They have the weirdest friendship.
No, I love her like you're supposed to love your sister, but doesn't mean that. So anyway, she tagged me in the article, and I told her if she did that to me, I would hire a man to dress up as E.T. and show up for the rest of her life at anything. Her kid's birthday party, her job, at church, at funerals. Like the movie Tag. Have you seen Tag?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the movie Tag.
I'm usually a nice guy to ladies.
Uh-huh.
You're a fucking bitch.
Yeah. I am a fucking bitch. I am a terrible person.
Best episode ever.
I am.
This is so good.
I am terrible.
I want to do a podcast with just him.
But
we're just doing a podcast
together.
In my defense,
and your dad.
And my dad.
In my defense,
and my dad. It'll be fantastic.
In my defense, I didn't start it.
No, it was me. I instigated. I provoked.
She started it.
I knew.
Yeah.
I knew what I was getting into.
So,
they also hit each other with Cuban bread, so it's fine.
Stale Cuban bread.
Excuse me. Not good Cuban bread. Yeah, that's stupid.
Two ways Cuban bread. Oh, jeez. No, we can't say those things in front of...
Oh, yes, you can. I can say those things in front of my wife.
Well, that's your wife. I can't say those things in front of Evita.
What things?
I don't know.
That she's a fucking bitch.
I am. Yeah, but, I mean... That's really a compliment more than anything else. That's just how my brain is wired. So
oh, yeah.
My feelings aren't hurt.
That's Missy badge of honor.
What? That I'm a bitch?
Yeah.
I prefer, like, I'm an assholery bitch. Like, I'm a little bit of both,
ass-holery,
you know?
Bitch.
Yeah. Like, I do
ass. You've been summoned.
Please sit down. Sit down.
Oh,
I'll give
you no.
And now we are joined.
I'm not sharing my mic.
You can more wine for
okay,
me.
Okay, are we done with this? Because I wanted to talk about the mayo, yes. flair. Mayo.
Wait.
Well, hold on.
Why did you want her to come in here?
Because I wanted to listen to what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Because we were having
well,
a
then
good
I need
time
to open
here.
The door because there's no adults outside.
Okay.
The kids can take care of themselves, right?
Yeah, the big one can
the
take
dogs,
care of the little one.
The dogs are out there. They're
fine. The dogs are outside.
Vanessa just remembered the dogs are outside. Did you have another story you wanted to share?
Yes. Because it was the.
Well,
it was the dumb things we believed as kids.
Yes, that is
oh,
a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, and. You guys can chime in on this because...
Oh, how you lie to your children and make them do things.
Basically, it's...
I never lied to my children. I actually kicked their butts. Whenever I could.
Solid.
You, one of your children is sitting in here. You know this, right?
No kidding.
Okay.
Yeah, he knows that. He can see you.
So I came across this BuzzFeed article today that people are sharing the dumbest things they believed as kids, and it's hilarious looking back. So black and white pictures... existed because everything used to be in black and white. I believed that.
Wait, is there a racial undertone to that comment?
No,
in the 50s, that was accurate.
Didn't exist. Like
we only saw it in black and white.
Okay.
In the 80s, 90s.
now we're making things great again. So yes.
I believe that quicksand was going to be much more of a problem.
Yeah. Yes, I thought that every movie like a and TV show problem.
Quicksand was like death.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
You would like slowly sink into the ground. I was like, I have to figure out how to avoid this because I'm never going to be able to escape.
But because your parents told you that?
No. Like, you just like because it's on like every TV show. It,
in
like,
general, the articles,
in
things that you were, things that.
It wasn't necessarily lies from parents. It's right. It was just like things you believed as a child.
But some of the best ones are lies from parents. Right. Like,
sorry to say, but we never lie to you.
Santa
real?
And the tooth fairy.
Oh. Hey, kids, okay, children.
You think you're on her side, I'll give you 20 children. Minutes.
I'm not on her side.
No?
I would get pregnant by thinking inappropriate thoughts.
That's some Catholic school shit.
Well, like more of the parental ones, it's like the you can't go in the pool until 45 minutes after you eat. Yeah.
When an ice cream truck played music, it meant it because it was out of ice cream. Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
Cheap ass parents.
For real?
My parents never told me that. They actually let me buy ice cream.
Turning the light on the car would cause your dad to wreck and kill everyone.
Yes.
Or get them pulled over.
Right.
Because it was illegal.
Right. I think it was the fact that my dad was drunk driving us was way more dangerous.
This got dark.
Than the fucking light. But let's
oh, now
going.
It got dark.
Hashtag too real.
Taking the tags off pillows
Wait,
would result.
Oh.
Taking the tags off pillows would result in the FBI breaking into your house and taking us to jail for 10 years. My mom told me that about the mattress. You
well,
can't
it,
take
says,
the tag
it
off.
Says it says it's
you
illegal.
Can't take it
I know,
off.
But why?
But it says you can't take it off unless you're the owner of the mattress. Like, the store cannot remove
so
it.
God?
No. Once you buy the mattress, you can remove
God.
It.
You had to know, wait. But if you're in a parent's house, is it yours? Is it theirs? Like, who decides?
Once it's in the house, it doesn't matter.
It's yours? Got it.
Period.
Got it.
I pay for it.
It's
my
yours.
Rules,
so it's your tag.
My regulations.
So your tag.
Period. No.
You had to wait an hour to swim after yep. eating. And if you're Cuban or Hispanic, it's three. chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
I knew that one.
It's racist.
I heard that one when I was a kid.
Racist. No, Sophie, when I've told this story before, but when I was like when I first had Oliver and I was breastfeeding Oliver, she was like, Mommy, what are you doing? So I told her, I'm like, he's drinking milk, whatever. And she was like, is it chocolate milk? Because my nipples were brown.
That's hilarious.
I never told you guys this story. I thought I knew that
you probably heard this, but it's been a while.
There's a great one, but I can't say it.
No.
Because I'm not going to
do it. Don't do it, Jeffrey.
It's about going blind.
I've heard of the theory.
Yeah, because they tell boys that.
Yeah, they don't tell girls that.
I know. I've heard that it's a theory, like it's a lie that they tell boys, but I don't know what the lie is.
If you
touch it,
yeah.
You'll go blind.
Oh, okay. You will
it's
go
very
blind.
Simple. You're a woman.
Oh, dang.
Damn.
See? Damn, Dad.
All the tables turn.
If you unscrew your belly button, then your butt would fall off.
I've never heard
what
that
the
one.
Hell? This is some white people shit.
Yeah, that's some white people
this
shit.
This is like Cover Bay and Pinecrest stuff.
If you eat Pop Rocks and drank Coke, your stomach would explode.
Yeah, well, yeah, but that's an urban legend.
I used to think that if someone wrote MD after their name, it meant that they were from Maryland.
That person's an idiot.
Yeah,
that's not your parents.
They don't have 2 degrees.
Yeah, they don't have 2 degrees. In the
there was such
arts.
A thing as blinker fluid.
Well, there's videos. There's,
oh, yeah, there is.
There's videos online.
Many women that believe there is blinking fluid.
There's videos online of a mom, actually a mom messing with her son, sending
oh my God,
him
that
into
video is
the
hysterical.
Yeah, sending him into an auto store to ask for blinker fluid, and then the lady working behind the counter was like this, and she goes, "Oh, it's in the back inside of a tank."
Wow.
So the mom's laughing, filming him in the car, and he walks around to the back, comes back to the front, like. What the fuck? I don't see any fucking tank back there. What the hell? And it
he
was
doesn't
like,
have 2 degrees.
No.
No, he was also 12.
That dogs in different countries bark in different languages.
That's true, though.
I mean, that's obviously true.
That's science.
That mean. my mother's back problems were a direct result of my careless sidewalk crack.
Oh, yeah. Stepping on a crack breaks your mother back, yeah.
When I was a kid, I thought... Nope, I'm not doing this one.
No, wait, no, no, no. Let me just read it.
Nope, I'm not doing it. Nope.
Do it, Missy.
I'll read it.
When
okay.
I was a kid, I thought if any... You read it wrong, you asshole. Oh, my God, she read it wrong.
Oh, your
she
mind.
Have two degrees. You'll know what she thought she read in a minute. When I was a kid, I thought if anyone went down a dead end road, that person would die. But she probably read.
Wow.
Other thing. And she doesn't have 2 degrees.
She does not have 2 degrees.
I would eventually
have
to
minor. Okay.
I would eventually.
That doesn't count.
Yeah. Oh, dang!
I may be a bitch, but I know how to read.
Sassy.
I would.
We're
listen.
Skyping with your dad in every recording we're doing.
Oh, damn. I would eventually have to make.
This
a,
is amazing.
Listen, well, to me.
On Wednesday you can have him on Geekmore.
Listen, oh,
love it.
I would eventually have to make a gut wrenching decision to play in either the NFL or the MLB. That's stupid.
That's a dumb one. That's Thunder, not, and that's not true because Bo Jackson did both.
Thunder was noise caused by God moving his furniture around in the clouds.
Oh, I thought he was bowling.
Yeah, I had.
Yeah,
the
I heard bowling.
That dogs were boys and cats were girls. Please don't ask. I was 5. I believe they were called hog rotten potatoes and stayed away from them for years.
Instead of all rotten potatoes?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't like it.
That if I tied the same shoe first every day, the other one would be sad.
What?
Now I'm sad about
that.
This
is some Hallmark movie shit. What
now,
the hell?
No, but like,
oh my God, Christy would watch that.
Yeah, she won't watch Up, but she'll watch
she'd
that
watch
shit.
The movie about the sad shoe that didn't get tied first.
Yeah, my wife is obsessed with Hallmark movies.
Who are you thinking of?
Like those Hallmark and like the Hallmark movies, the Grima.
My mom does too.
Specifically the Christmas ones. Oh, that makes two of them. Yeah. She's been watching all of July, the Christmas in July shit, and it's like.
But that's why we love her.
I know.
That I would graduate college at 22, nope. Marry at 25, nope. Have my first kid at 27, nope. And be a billionaire at 30. I moved that goal to 40, thank you.
So that's what are some stupid. Of the dumb things you believed as you were
Santa.
Kids?
Santa.
Wow. Hey, there's children.
My mom told me she was 15 for the first like 7 years that I was on this planet. This is a real story. I was in we were in Chile in my grandparents' house, and I got in an argument with my neighbor friend because my neighbor friend was like, no way is your mom 15. I'm like, yeah, my mom is 15. Lean in, Jeff.
Sophie.
I love how you waited till the moment.
He's in it.
So she's like, there's no way that she's 15. And I'm like, yes, she is. She told me that she's 15. And we got in a huge argument. And I dragged the little girl to my grandparents' house. I was like, Mom, rate him 15. You're 15. And she says that she's kept up the lie to save my face. And then the little girl went home. And she's like, we need to talk.
That was nice of your mom to
That was before
you.
Santa. So by the time I'm sure the real, you know, the truth about Santa came out, I was like, okay, but you told me you were 15.
I mean, there's
for,
the
like,
there's
years.
The classic one too of like the we babies come from storks.
Oh no, my mom kept it too real. Like I think that's part of the reason why I'm still in therapy. It was too real. Too real.
Well, you know, well, I mean,
like too much.
Obviously, it's just me and him here, the two men here. But oh, the talk, my dad, the talk.
Mm-hmm.
When my dad was just like, he walks into my room one day. He goes, "Here's condoms."
That's it.
I know. He goes, "I know you know what to do with it." And I'm like,
"Did Google, you know what you're, to do with it?"
Hello, the cable would mess up all the time, and I'd get free Cinemax. Skinemax. Yes, I knew what was going on.
And how old were you when you got like, this talk?
12.
Okay, that's not bad.
11, 12. Yeah.
Right. How old were you when you got the talk?
10.
You?
I didn't get a talk.
You had to figure it out for yourself?
I didn't get a talk. I got from my mom, oh, are you acting like a woman? And I, and I misunderstood her. I misunderstood her, and I thought she meant, like, am I acting like a lady? Like, when I go to my boyfriend's house, am I helping his mom, like, set the table and stuff? So I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, like, you taught me manners. And then she was like,
so
what?
Funny.
I know this is a salad fork.
I remember that you asked me when I was like 17 or 18. And you were, but you asked me in Spanish, like, tú te estás comportando como una mujer. And I was like, I thought she meant, like, was
manners?
I using my manners? That when I go, because obviously I was 17, so my boyfriend still lived with his parents and, like, when we had dinner with his parents, would I help them clean up? Like, you know, like, use my fucking
So you
manners.
Said yes?
So I said yes.
So she thought
so then she thought something else, and she yelled at me. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
You're yelling at me.
Exactly.
That's so good. It's hilarious.
If I may.
Yes, you may. By all means, sir. You are the honored guest.
I am waiting.
Teenagers have a life on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he still thinks that I used to sneak out of the house. I've never snuck out of the house in my life.
No, she
never.
Did. I promise you. I was with her. She didn't.
You're
not even in cheer camp.
Not even in cheer camp.
I would sneak out of my house to go to your house. Yeah. I was always at your house.
All my friends liked your house.
Oh, you don't have to tell him. He knows you were always at his house.
What do you think the scotch is for? Yeah.
He knew he heard I was coming.
Yeah. He's like, he asked her when I was here. He's like, who's coming? Oh, hold on.
Benedict.
Old reliable.
The mosquito screens in her window were never on.
Because
maybe she wanted the mosquitoes to be free. I'm trying to help you.
I never did. You know, never did.
You guys don't remember or probably don't care about the fact that you always told your parents that they embarrassed you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck.
Did your parents embarrass you?
I mean, today or...
No.
My dad in general, he's a Hollywood, so he like...
Oh, you would get along really yeah. well with
like, I'll
with
put
Peter.
It, just to put it in perspective, when I went to go visit him in North Carolina...
Can you bring him on Wednesday?
Yeah, I could probably bring him on Wednesday.
You should bring him on
He showed up to the airport to pick us up.
In the bathroom?
We get there, we get off the plane, and there's a grown man in overalls with no shirt underneath going, "Hey, y'all, we're right here!" My Cuban father is going, "Hey, y'all, we're right here! We're right here!" And I'm just like, fuck.
Giving him ideas.
That's right. You're going. Yeah. Just letting you know, my dad will tell you a good place to get some overalls.
Now they can be friends.
Yeah.
Look, Dad. Now you have friends in North Carolina.
When Vanessa was a teenager, and I would take her to high school.
Jesus.
I would drive her to high school in the morning, and she, one day, all of a sudden, she decides to tell me that I embarrass her.
Uh oh. Here we go.
Parents are embarrassing.
Oh yeah. So I'm embarrassing you. You're embarrassing me. You every time you talk to my friends, you embarrass me, and you're embarrassing. So
can't wait
to
embarrass
me. The second time she said that to me, and I was driving her to school.
I love this already.
I told her, no. You have no freaking idea.
I'm taking notes.
The second time she tells me that and I'm driving her to school, I said, okay, that's fine. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to wear a pareo. Do you know what a pareo is?
No.
A pareo
like a wrap.
It's like a wrap.
Like a poncho?
I like
no,
it.
Like when you go
no,
to
like
the
a
beach.
Wrap, like a sarong.
Like a sarong, that's the word.
Look at me.
I'm going to wear a pareo.
A sarong.
A sarong.
Right.
Okay. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to wear a sarong. And I'm going to put a cassette because at the time I had a cassette deck on my car.
That's her husband Dave inside of one of those baby things.
I tell the story. Shut up. Your kids are trying to sleep.
I don't give a fuck. That's amazing. That is, but that's okay.
Wait,
the BF Skinner crib.
Wait, but let your dad finish
her husband's
the story.
So tiny.
That's
sorry.
David in the crib.
Her tiny husband.
She's crying.
Her man baby husband.
So... You fuck him on purpose. That's what I
need to know. No, you're not. No, you're not. You guys were loving this.
Guess what? You have a baby. They know.
What do you mean they don't come by storks?
You just said they came by stork.
Throwback.
You just said they came by stork.
That was the joke she just said. I want to hear the rest of the sarong story.
Sorry, I'm sorry for interrupting.
She interrupted.
The next morning, I was going to wear a sarong or a pareo
right.
or whatever you want to call it. And I was going to put my Beach Boys music.
Oh, I love it.
Hold on.
Oh, yes.
He's not done.
That was a cassette tape.
Yeah.
In my truck. And once I park in there to let her get out of the car, I was going to jump on the
hood?
He had a
oh, you were going to surf in
SUV.
Safari.
Yeah.
I was going to blast
Did you do
that
it?
Thing.
Did you do it?
No, he never
I was going to blast that thing And I was going to say, bye, Vanessa. Love your daughter. Okay, so now that is embarrassing.
I wish you would have done that.
I love to have done that, but she stopped calling me embarrassing.
I wasn't going to push him.
Yeah. Well, you messed up because you told her your plan.
Exactly.
No. You should have let her set herself
and
up.
You know what? A lot of years later, she sends me a video that she found on the internet about a father whose daughter was wearing cutouts.
Oh, yeah. And then he put them on.
And then he put them on and said, Dad, I know that would have been you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every time I see videos of parents embarrassing their children, I'm like, that would have been my father.
That would have been your dad. Okay.
If we would have had
That's amazing.
Video I love phones back in the day.
He's saying he loves you.
I know.
Love You're going to ignore him? You're
I'm going to keep drinking.
Wow. Dang, yo.
This is that the greatest cool. episode ever.
So you know what? That's the life it's all about.
Yeah, amen.
Cheers, guys.
That's the only reason I had a kid was so I can embarrass the hell out of him.
I can't wait to embarrass the crap out of my kids.
Oh, I have more sports really? News.
Why would you want to do that?
Because it's fun. I'm sure you enjoyed doing it.
No, I didn't. Look.
Oh, please.
I did
You
not.
Wouldn't have had fun jumping on the hood of your car
oh, yes,
and
I
surfing.
Would have.
Okay then, you. Oh, I, it's
okay.
fun.
So now.
Well, just
why?
Like when we dropped Ale, we dropped off my younger brother once at homecoming, and as he's like walking towards the dance, I stuck my head out the window and I yelled at him to make good choices, and he.
That's a good sister.
Yes, I know, but it embarrassed the shit out of him. And that
That's
was,
what makes it good.
And now I do it to my mom all the time. Every time, like I have coffee with my mom in the morning before she goes to work, she gets in the car and I wave at her, and as she's driving down the street, I yell at the back of her car. I'm like. Make a choice, mom! And
guess what?
And she gets embarrassed.
59 years of age, she's still telling me to make good choices.
I think it's
you make great choices.
Yes, I
do. I'm supportive of each.
Thank you, dear. You're so nice.
Why are you kissing an ass, bro?
Vomit, bro.
They used to feed me and let me stay there
this
forever.
This is true. They also let you come use the shower when you didn't have electricity.
She's just hoping he's nice to her.
When I didn't have electricity during Hurricane Katrina or Wilma or
yeah,
one of those for a week
bitches.
And a half, I lived at your house. I didn't have power. Thank you.
Okay, so.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, come on. That's
nice. That's called being neighborly.
That's called being friends.
Thank you.
I'm having a human moment. Can you let
I
me
know.
Live?
But I've had
Don't
like
kiss
2 minutes.
Stop! Stop!
Okay. Well, on that note.
Oh my God, I love you so much.
Do we want to talk
Seriously
about.
Seriously, though, bring your dad and you guys can do like a mini episode. You oh, and no. Neri and.
You bring your dad and he's half as bad as I am.
Oh, he's. Yeah. Put it this way, we were at a funeral a week ago. And he was making fun of Stephanie and me yeah. for wanting to go to a Britney Spears concert at a funeral.
That's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. So you guys would have a blast together.
Okay, cool. Make it happen.
Yeah, make it happen, Jeffrey. Bring your dad and you guys will do like a mini episode before the game.
I'll tell him.
Make it happen.
I'll talk to him.
It can be a Mamas and Merlot yeah. edition.
Mm-hmm.
Is there Perfect. A Mama? Is this a Mamas and Merlot?
No, this is What's Up, bro. But it will be a Mamas and Merlot. I'm going to.
We'll do it.
I'm going to steal
I
it. Yeah, it's
okay.
cute.
So we are supposed to be talking about
nothing, and everything.
No, it's like Seinfeld. We just talk about whatever.
I want to talk about. I have something to talk about. The
mayo
the
ice
most
cream?
Amazing. No,
oh.
No.
That's later.
The most amazing thing that I've heard in the last 2 weeks, which was this, the robbery of the Swedish crown jewels.
Yes, I haven't looked at the story because I wanted to talk about it with you guys.
So yeah, so now here's the thing: they had reported something extra throughout, but the Associated Press isn't reporting one part of the story.
Okay.
So what happened was
I'm
on
warm.
Tuesday.
Is anybody
warm?
Yes.
On well, wait, because you've been waiting to hear the story. So,
so
hey
your
guys,
Disney princess?
My favorite Disney princess.
Again with this stupid argument.
Timon.
Timon.
He counts.
He's foreign. And the moment you said that, he's like, nope.
Nope, not today, Satan. Not today.
The abuela from Moana.
Oh,
the abuelita that turned the abuelita that turns into the stingray in Moana.
They're doing favorite princesses.
Okay, so what happened was at the Strangnäs Cathedral.
Did
they
you
were,
say that correctly?
Strag. It's Strangnäs.
Okay.
Cathedral.
Ask IKEA.
They were exhibiting. So it's the burial place of Charles the Ninth and his wife Christina, who ruled Sweden in the 17th century.
Okay.
They're buried in the cathedral.
Okay.
And what happened was that they were displaying some pieces. They had like an orb, like a couple of crowns and scepters. And these two guys just walked in, smashed the glass, grabbed the orb and I think the scepter or two scepters, and then took off running.
As one does.
Yeah. The original story that I had seen said that they got onto bicycles that were retrofitted, not motorcycles, bicycles
yeah,
that were retrofitted
bikes.
With children's car seats or seats.
Right.
And they put the jewels on there so they could pedal away. And then now.
That's brilliant.
But that part, the Associated Press wasn't reporting. They reported that they got out, went to the water that was near the cathedral, and there was a speedboat waiting for them.
Like legit in the Italian
like
job.
Like legit nice. Italian job shit. They jumped
I mean,
in
movies
the
are good for something.
Yeah. They jumped in the speedboat and took off, and they still have yet to be caught.
Lovely.
They escaped.
And this was how many days ago?
Like last week.
Nice.
Did Danny Ocean pull off this job?
I know. Seriously. I mean, there was no
it's
finesse.
2018. The
it's
sister
Debbie,
did
Debbie
it.
Ocean did it. You're right.
Yeah. There was no real finesse because they literally was a smash and grab with a boat.
Right.
But
but at least they had the forethought to have a boat.
You know what I hear?
They did plan it if they
it
had a boat.
It was a grassroots operation. That's what I
it was a grassroots operation. But
this
that's
is
the,
incredible.
That's the craziest shit.
This
like
is nuts.
It and how do you not if you have
like in
Swedish
day,
crown
like
jewels? Why do you they didn't have security? Like why would you not have guards?
I mean,
at least a guard.
Europe is weird.
In the upper Scandinavian, like upper European nations, there's not a lot of crime. The crime rates are really low. So they're
gonna Toby. Not, she's gonna fucking.
Well, that's like in what is it? Is it Norway where they have an island where like murderers? It's in one of the Scandinavian.
I think it's Rikers Island. That
no,
you're
no, but they
about.
Straight up they straight up have an island
Finland.
With like cottages and shit and like. This, there was a guy that they did an interview that the guy like murdered three people and his you can go visit this island as a tourist.
Yeah, like
and like the guy cuts down trees with a chainsaw, but he murdered like three people.
Oh,
but,
that's good. Let's give him a chainsaw.
But he's rehabilitated.
They have a different philosophy of prison rehabilitation.
Well,
they also have like
IKEAs.
Or and they have like a 16th of the population that you know.
I wonder what they call IKEA. There is like just the hardware
Brandsmart.
It's IKEA.
It's a mom and pop like little.
It's a mom
shack.
And pop operation.
This is what we call Home Depot.
Um,
do you think they have an El Dorado?
Yeah, but they just called it
Ashley Furniture.
She killed it. okay.
Oh, I missed this.
I saw an article last week that I wanted to share. Please don't try to yak into the thing. There is a thing. Scotland.
Oh, damn.
Scottish,
we were doing so well.
A Scottish ice cream parlor debuted a Mayer-flavored ice cream.
Mayer?
Now, mayo.
Mayer.
Now, it's not even like homemade mayo. It's like Hellman's brand.
A mayo flavored ice cream.
Come here, Neri's dad. I mean,
Neri's dad.
Neri's father in law.
Listen. an ice cream parlor in Scotland. An ice cream parlor in Scotland invented an ice cream flavor exactly like the Hellman's mayonnaise. So, like, you know how you go to Cold Stone and you say, give me cake batter and give me... Nope. You can say...
Give me a mayo.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out of business.
I don't know, but it's Scotland. They do things weird there.
They do. They eat sheep stomach.
They made it mustard.
Here's the thing is, I never liked mayo growing up.
I can have like a hot dog like flavored.
Like I've started to enjoy more kind of like different sauces, and I know that mayo's a base in them. Right. So I've gotten more okay, but I can't eat mayo like just mayo.
Right. Listen, mayo. I couldn't eat mayo.
Oh my God, are you okay?
No, this is disgusting.
She's
more or less disgusting than the mustard. Trifle.
The trifle was good.
But mayo is just like a second thing right. after mustard.
Yeah. It's the addition to.
I couldn't eat mayonnaise for a very long time because when I was a child, my grandmother used to make the mayo from scratch.
And tried to drown you in it.
So it's not beautiful. It's disgusting.
No.
That's a lot of oil and egg. And then you mix it.
Cut it out.
No, I can't. I did. That's why I didn't have mayo. Together. I didn't have mayo until like 5 years ago.
Oh, come on. Look, cut it out. Mayo, it's a beautiful thing as long as it's well made.
We're not talking about gelato. We're talking about mayo. Gelato is a beautiful thing.
You're on the mic, girl.
Sorry.
Both
Jesus.
Both of them are beautiful things. Mayo.
But gelato is better.
No, gelato.
I have a friend named Mayo. He's a beautiful person.
Like his different because Mayo. One is good and one is bad.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
They're both good as long as you use them properly.
I guess. I'll take your word for it. You're a dad.
Unless you put mayo on your ice cream, I doubt that's going to be good.
Mayo on your ice cream.
I really
well, this
don't.
Is mayo ice cream.
It's just the ice cream flavored as Hellman's
like
mayonnaise.
Vanilla, but mayo.
Yeah, we walk him through it. Don't, like,
okay. Like chocolate, but mayo.
Who knows that?
Somewhere in Scotland.
In Scotland.
Like have you ever, speaking of Scotland, have you, anybody else, am I the only one that's had haggis?
No, David. Well, David's had it.
What's okay. haggis? David's not here.
Haggis is sheep's stomach stuffed with the sheep's intestines. It's
I'm not
delicious.
Eat it for 3 days.
It's so good. I had it at a, actually, in North Carolina. They have at in the mountain, the Grandfather Mountain, I think it's called. They have a Scottish festival every year, and we went up. I was up there, and we went to it, and that's where I had haggis for the first time.
That sounds good.
It was cool.
I'm gonna make that happen.
Do it. It's good. I like it.
So, I agree with you, Pablo, that mayo is an add-on. I like mayo. I put it on my burger, put it on my sandwich, and I like chewing a salad. But mayo by itself, like. No. Like, you can't eat mayo by itself.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't know anybody that will grab it just a spoon and eat mayo. Okay? I'm sorry.
My wife, probably.
Probably.
I'll put it on a sandwich.
You know that she still eats ginger on pizza. Like
she left. What did she do
when she was pregnant, when my wife was pregnant, her craving was she'd get a pizza and put the ginger that comes with sushi on top of the pizza.
She would also eat instant potatoes. Instant potatoes. Like, you know how you get Easy Mac and you microwave it? She would get instant potatoes, and that's what she would eat at work.
Oh, yeah. That cleans your nose.
Yeah, but she puts it on
no,
the pizza.
No, not the wasabi. Ginger. The stuff
the pink,
that takes...
The
your
pink.
Dad's like, that's good for your airway. What are you
talking about? Ginger's actually the palate cleanser.
And ginger's also good for nausea, so...
Yeah. And married to me, she's got to, you know, maintain that.
Yeah.
That took a turn.
Did it?
So who loves wasabi?
Oh, I love that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We became best friends
it.
Today.
I know. I see know that. I see
I've
that.
I've never tried it.
Wasabi?
You never had
spicy stuff?
Wasabi?
Nope. Oh, then that's then you're not going to like wasabi.
It's really spicy.
Sushi?
No, I've had sushi. I just never had wasabi on my sushi.
We pranked one of my friends once and we put the entire ball. We put the entire ball of wasabi.
It makes you die.
You prank someone with wasabi.
We put the entire we put the entire ball of wasabi inside of one of the sushi rolls when he went to the bathroom. So when he took a bite,
you're so mean.
Because you put the whole sushi roll in your mouth.
Don't smile when you tell that story.
What?
You're supposed to pretend you're remorseful.
Am I?
No.
Remorseful? Why would he be remorseful?
He stuck wasabi. Can you like die from over? Isn't like you know how you can overdose? Can you overspice your food?
I don't think
so. No, with wasabi. I'm sorry.
I don't know anything about spicy food. That's why I'm asking questions.
However, that guy, that person that had all that wasabi in, probably read beautifully for the next week or two.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know that anybody's ever died from spicy stuff. I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure we could Google it. I'm
sure we could.
Okay, well, while you do that, speaking of spicy stuff, Chris Pratt has a girlfriend, and I'm sad.
It's Katherine Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, and that's it. What? You're not going to dump the Terminator's daughter?
No.
Nope.
I don't care.
Chris Pratt.
I know Chris Pratt.
Star of Parks and Rec.
I get it, but I don't care who he's dating.
I didn't care about your sports.
Okay, I'm just kidding. I love you. Talk about it. Talk about it.
Not only is she the Terminator's daughter, she's a Kennedy.
Good, he's doing the Chris Hardwick.
Why is Chris Hardwick?
Chris Hardwick's married
to Lydia Hearst.
What the fuck is that?
Of Hearst Publishing.
And that is
like a lot of money.
Like a billion dollar
Vanderbilt?
Yes. Yeah. Like old American
Which
money.
Which is the same as Kennedy.
Yeah, it's the same as Kennedy, same as Carnegie, same as Rockefeller.
Same,
like,
same.
In that line of people.
After Chris Pratt, I don't really know any other names.
What? Okay.
Like, okay. You said all those names, and I wouldn't know who they are, is what I'm trying to say.
Patty Hearst? No.
Patty Hearst, she was abducted. Oh, who was she abducted by, Vanessa? We talked about this.
The crazy guy.
Oh, it wasn't the Black Panthers.
It wasn't the Black. It was the. Oh, shit.
No, it
was
the crazy.
It was the Black
Panthers. No, it wasn't the Black Panthers. It was another.
The Legion of something. Hold on.
The Legion of Doom.
And then she had and then she had Stockholm Syndrome.
And then she had Stockholm Syndrome and fell in love with the guy.
And then she committed a rob. She was a driver for a robbery, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
I know shit.
Wait,
I drink and I know
things. This happened for
Yes, really happened.
She was committed by. She was kidnapped by the Sibonese Liberation Army.
There you go. Who are they?
Some like
I think
radical,
they're Sibonese.
But what do they want?
Like, what do they want?
What do they want?
Liberation. Hello, it's in the title.
It's right there.
And what did they?
They're an American.
And what were they? An army.
A revolutionary organization active between 1973 and 1975 that was considered itself a vanguard army. The group committed bank robberies, two murders, and other active. Acts of violence. It was basically like a terrorist, like a super hippie, like a super hippie terrorist group.
But
like
the thing is, she got Stockholm syndrome,
and
she was and she was like a driver for one of the robberies.
And she fell in love with the guy. She changed her name and like helped them commit these crimes.
Love is blind. Love is blind, right? Or whatever.
Really?
Or whatever.
Or whatever.
Not when you get lawyers involved. So anyway, what else do we got?
I don't have any.
I don't know. I don't even know how we got to Patty Hearst.
This is the rabbit hole that we've gone down.
Did you guys, has anybody here seen the Teen Titans Go movie?
No.
No. Dave and Link did.
I saw it and Neri saw it too.
But I saw Jurassic Gaga.
I haven't seen that yet.
I saw it too.
It wasn't Jurassic Gaga.
Oh my God, that movie was fucking terrible.
It was kind of Gaga.
It was like mush. It wasn't full Gaga.
No, because they were like, hey, we've got this Jurassic World movie. Just kidding. This is going to be nothing like a Jurassic Park movie. Like, they completely changed the whole idea of what Jurassic Park was.
They changed it. You were expecting something, and they gave you something else. It's called a curveball, Jeffrey.
It's called Gaga.
No.
It's called Gaga.
It's not Gaga.
It's like, hey. Yeah.
It's called shit.
Yeah. Viste.
Gaga.
And I haven't even seen the movie.
There you go.
Well,
you just
you will.
Bryce Dallas Howard was the only redeeming thing for me in that moment. In that movie.
No, I thought it was like a good like cautionary tale about genetics.
About not making. I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil the movie. I'm not going to spoil it.
Well, no.
Don't spoil it for your new best friend.
Jennifer. No, I'm not going to spoil it for my new best friend.
Well, Teen Titans Go was really fun.
I want to see it.
It's really fun.
I want to see it.
I saw Christopher
Robin. The soundtrack
Robin
is fantastic.
Yeah, she saw Christopher Robin
and it
sobbed.
Made you feel things.
Oh my God, you guys. I have like openly wept. But like not just tears. Like.
Are you
going to
say it?
Sobbing.
No, you say it.
You can say it.
Did you reboot after?
Yes.
Did you rust a little bit?
Did anybody complain when the electrical sparks from you wetting all your systems in the theater?
You we get it because you're dead inside.
Like Terminator because she's dead inside.
She's dead inside, she's a robot. Right.
She doesn't smile. Yeah. She doesn't laugh. She doesn't feel.
Well, no.
She's kind of like you, except I've seen you cry lately. Because dad's here.
I don't understand this.
No, she's in another league.
Guys, my mom is here now, by the way. I don't
remember. Now? She's been here the
she's
whole time.
Here.
She's just been like waiting in the wings.
Speaking of movies, I already posted my amateur movie review on WooBro. You can go check it.
Oh, so I thought you were talking about
on
something
IG.
Else.
But never.
I got you, BFF.
Anyway,
I missed something, and I have the headphones.
He thought it was going to say amateur. Happening. You thought it was going to say an amateur
pornographer. I didn't want to say it too loud because your mom said it.
No.
And I respect your mom too much.
Spoiler alert, she heard you.
Never
she
mind.
Also has a son.
I don't want to tell the story anymore. You
no, tell the story. Tell the story.
Oh, dead silence.
All right, cool. That's how that works.
You told me to tell the story when I was drinking my wine.
Tell the story.
Okay, so there's this new movie that came out. I did my amateur little under 500 characters review on Woobro, but in case you don't follow us, you should. But I watched this movie on that came out on Friday. It's with Kristen Bell and Kelsey Grammer. It's called Like Father.
Okay. It's, oh, that's right. You told me about it.
Yeah. You have to be careful because if you are in your feelings, this is not the movie for you. I didn't paint a picture for you. I had to put on Dave Chappelle's comedy special so I could stop crying.
Oh, no.
Because that's how deep it took me. No.
Wait, which one was it?
Like Father.
Oh, that okay.
So it's good. It's just wherever you land in the daddy issues
spectrum,
you know, tread lightly.
So Neri sobbed.
Well, I don't think Neri's seen it yet.
Yeah, he's the one that told me to see it.
Did he?
No, he told you to watch a different movie.
No, he said the Kelsey Grammer movie.
Really?
He's been pushing me to watch the Kelsey, unless it's just that he saw it and he knows I love Kelsey Grammer, so he saw it.
Are you sure he didn't tell you to watch Frasier?
No, I guarantee you. I did that already.
Twice.
I already did that.
I was like, I felt something here.
It was the Holy Spirit.
It's all right. He's my best friend. He can do whatever he wants.
But, so I'm kind of bitter at Netflix. Not really, but like bitter. Because
quote unquote bitter.
They haven't really pushed it this movie the way they did.
I
like
haven't seen it. I had no idea what you were talking about when you brought
it up.
It
popped up on mine today.
Today when I was not
working,
I'm sure
that now that we're
up.
Talking about it, it'll come up on my
correct.
Netflix.
Yeah, when I wasn't working today, it popped up on my thing when I was picking what Netflix show to
but,
watch. I ended up watching Frasier, actually.
It was so good. Like,
see, I know my BFF.
Yeah,
it's
I love
a
that
sweet
show.
Story. It was good to see Kristen Bell in a role where she's not like a peppy,
right?
Like, you know,
Kristen Bell.
She kind of played a darker version of herself because she's dealing with the situation. Long story short, for those of you that haven't seen the trailer, so she gets her character gets stood up at the altar on her wedding day, and when she's arguing with her fiance who's about to walk out on her, she realizes that her dad is sitting in one of the chairs in the church or wherever it is. So she hasn't seen him since she was 5 years old. And he takes her out for drinks. They end up getting super drunk. And she ends up going on the cruise that was supposed to be her honeymoon, but with her dad. So now they're stuck in this. And by the way,
was it a Carnival cruise?
It was a Royal Caribbean cruise
on the Oasis.
Oh, on the Oasis. And man, was that a great like hour and a half like commercial for wanting to go on that ship. Like they had
you
all
mean like Xfinity on Sharknado?
Oh my god. You guys.
It literally was Xfinity flags.
Wait,
flying.
Let me finish the story.
Jeff has been making us watch Sharknado.
Wait, let me finish the story.
Making
so
you,
then,
gifting
yes,
you.
Making.
Gifting.
Well, I'm good with it now.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead. Finish the story.
So,
I'm sorry.
The first one was forced.
I would say, you know, give it a shot. Just make sure.
Do they have good comedians on that ship?
Yeah.
They will next week.
Oh!
That's because they're
because we're going on vacation.
So I would take
and
it
you're
going to
be on the ship.
I am.
Ah!
So it's going to be real funny because I'm a blast. Okay.
So let me just wrap the story up. So
sorry.
We can move on.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
I hurt you.
You should give it a shot, but be careful.
Be careful with your feelings.
And just as an experienced viewer of this show, if you need to stop crying, Dave Chappelle will make you stop crying really fast. So you can switch to his Netflix special.
Well, I'll tell you, I was actually talking to your dad, mentioned it to your dad before speaking of Netflix things to watch, there's a show that popped up on my thing called Dark Tourist. That's
Doctor
Dark, like D-A-R-K, tourist.
I heard turd, but go ahead.
Okay. same. But it's a New Zealand journalist who decides to check out dark tourist destinations across the world.
Like haunted shit or
so like
abandoned shit?
So one episode,
like
he goes to, well, he goes to
to Japan for one, because he goes to locate.
Shut up.
Let me explain.
Bitch.
Jesus. He goes to Japan. He goes to, there's apparently, and these are actual tours that you can go on. You go to where the nuclear blast and the tsunami hit Fukushima. Like, there's actual tours that take you there, but that you have Geiger counters because you have to monitor constantly the levels to whether or not they have to take off or not.
That's what that thing does?
Yeah. So he's, literally there's parts where they're like, oh, you can only be at 0.20. And the girl's like, mine's at 1.7. We should probably be leaving. And the guy, and then, like, so he goes there, he goes to the suicide forest. And then, like, in he goes to Colombia in the first episode, I think it was, and he does a tour of Medellin that they have Pablo Escobar tours.
Yeah,
that, like, the people are saying, like, I need to thank him because I have a career now because I do tours because of Pablo Escobar. And, like, he meets up with Popeye, which was, like, Pablo Escobar's, like, top assassin, that Pablo Escobar once told him, like, kill your girlfriend. Because I'm pretty sure she's narking on us to the feds.
And he
straight up walked up and killed his girlfriend.
That's romantic.
Like, he... But he goes around throughout... Like, he goes to a vampire party in New Orleans. Like, he does, like, all these, like, weird touristy things. It's a really...
So if you, now,
like, if you're really into that, into cool. that, like weird shit, watch it. It's, like, 8 episodes.
So now it's not so weird because I want to go storm chasing and you can pay... Like storm chasers
to take you with them,
to take you with you, and I want to do it, but I also feel it's kind of disrespectful because people kind of die and lose all their stuff when tornadoes come through, so it's not like
kind of like just a little bit.
Well, like the suicide forest is a place I've always wanted to go to, but
where is that place at?
Japan. It's at the base of Mount Fuji.
They've made a movie about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what? The forest convinces you to kill yourself?
No. It's just that people. It's one of the most haunted places in the world because. People have just decided that that's where they want to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm. Like, so they just even, collectively.
They literally have signs throughout, because I've seen too many it's like there's hope. Here's the numbers to suicide hotlines. No. All this stuff. And, like, people will go in there.
Suicide is very, very funny.
This is true. Suicide is not.
But then there's a van that's apparently been there for years that they've never moved it. And it's like collecting dust on the inside and everything because it was there when this guy went too. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole. I don't know if we want to go down there. I'm into that. I'm into all that crazy, going to those weird shits and doing all those crazy locations and like
I just ghost go to tours York, like and tourism.
Yeah, I love all that stuff. Yeah,
I want to go back to San Francisco. Can we just do that? Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay.
We can do that stuff too. Speaking of vacations, I really want to go on the Oasis now. Apart from it being a good movie.
I'll put you in my suitcase. You can come with us.
Please, I just need a little straw to breathe until you get me through customs. No, it was really good. I think everyone should give the movie a chance. And then we should start a GoFundMe so we can all go on vacation together. Kay.
And have other people pay for it.
Yep.
I like it. Do it.
That's how GoFundMe works.
Is for losers.
Yeah. Speaking of weird shit, I mean, on vacations and social media.
Hashtag goals.
Speaking of vacations and social media, today, Missy and I, with some other friends of ours in September, we're doing a girls' trip to Los Angeles. And I just on my drive home, I was thinking. I didn't say it out loud because I was on my drive home and nobody was with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just thinking in my head. Maybe. It was like, oh.
You were thinking in your head? Yes. As opposed to in your boobs?
I was thinking to myself, I was like, I need to...
Pecho. I'm trying to think of...
Su personalidad.
Yeah. Pechamiento. El pensamiento.
You get it because of your boobs.
El pechamiento.
You broke my dad.
10.7. That was a
good
one.
You broke my dad.
Look at you, Jeffrey. So anyway, I was thinking...
I have to write that down because I'm going to forget.
Pechamiento. Write it down. There you go.
I was thinking, I was like, I need to find a show to binge watch for the 2-4-5 hour plane rides that I'm going to be on but I don't want something like, and one of the things I've been thinking about starting is The Handmaid's Tale, but then I was like, no, I don't want something like.
I don't know that that's something you want to watch on a plane.
Right, you should watch Alive. When you're angry
stuffed in a tube.
First of all, I'm going to be sitting next to her, so she's not going to watch
that. So I was like,
I mean, I want to watch it too,
but on a plane.
So I know like Handmaid's Tale's a little graphic, so I don't want
to. I watched Magic Mike on the way to Italy.
Nice.
So that was my that was my thought. I didn't speak it out loud to anybody. I open up like 5 minutes later. I open up my phone on Instagram, and the first ad that I see is a fucking ad for The Handmaid's Tale. How are you in my brain?
That happened to me the other day.
Plug in.
Well, obviously, when you updated after.
So much.
When you updated after Christopher Robin, it was like, oh, this is what she was thinking about. But it happened to me the other day too, because I was watching, I don't know why I was thinking about like waist trainers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I haven't seen an ad for waist trainers in a while. And like literally 20 minutes later, and I have not stopped seeing waist trainer ads since then.
How you can just think something.
Yeah. If you guys are going to LA, he does the Dark Tourist Show. He goes and does a Manson tour.
Yeah, but I would do it. I would have to do it by myself because these girls won't go with me. You would do a Charles Manson tour with me,
or just the ghost, not the ghost tour,
like
but
marijuana?
They have
like
that's your wife's sweater, by the way.
Like okay, California.
Oh, look at that!
It's been here for months.
Actually, that's my hoodie.
Okay, there you go.
Because
I'm weird.
She's demented.
She's a robot.
I like doing ghost tours wherever I go. I'm into like the macabre. I like learning about serial killers. I like learning
macabre
all this stuff.
Macabre is such a fun word.
It is a super fun word.
Just so I know what to keep an eye on.
I like corn on the cob, but not really.
I do that to keep an eye out to make sure that when I see somebody, I'm like, no, I've seen this shit before. That
the
guy.
Signs are there.
Yeah. I did that in college when I worked at I worked at FIU in the pool hall, and there was people that
fucking weird.
There was people at FIU that I'd be friends with because I was like, these people are going to kill people.
Back when we were kids, I don't know if anybody...
Didn't we work with a guy like that? That everybody was... I don't want to say his name. But
yes.
I was like, I'm going to be nice to him because when he comes back and shoots up the office, he's going to be like, she was nice to me.
It's like, no, she gave me a Twix.
Yeah.
That's weird.
She always said good morning and offered me some of her coffee.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be nice to you.
I don't know if anybody remembers, but I want to say it was either Dr. Phil or Barbara Walters when we were younger, like on 2020, they did something of like the 9 signs of serial kids.
Hell
yes,
yeah.
I do. Like,
I used to watch her in 2020 all the time.
Of like the 11
after
signs.
After TGIF on Friday.
Yes, exactly.
All the time. The
Hello, and welcome to 2020. I'm Barbara Walters.
She's an American treasure.
But anyway, she...
I told you, this is
Barbara,
not the room for you.
Barbara Walters.
So, anyway.
Not an American treasure.
Here we go.
Neither is the president, but moving on.
Oh, come on. Whoa.
Danger. However,
danger. No, error.
Abort. Abort.
You guys can have your own opinions.
We do.
I have no problem with that.
We do.
So, anyway, when we were.
We are grown ups.
Did Sophie do stuff?
Self portrait.
Right? It looks like a mirror.
No, I think it's a robot.
I thought it was a spoon.
No, that's a mirror.
I know, but
I like me. I'm
pink.
Pink.
She is.
I didn't know she had cornrows. Okay.
So anyway, they did this report once on like the 11 signs in children of a potential like serial killer, and my brother had like 9 of the 11.
Did you tell your mom?
Yes.
Did she believe you?
Torturing? No, of course.
Of course not, because he is the baby.
Yes, exactly. It was like torturing small animals and like stealing from other classmates.
Yeah, my brother never did that.
My brother, my brother would not like cats or anything like. Not
oh,
like
okay,
mammals,
so it's fine.
But like lizards,
not mammals,
mammals, but like lizards or like.
My brother would have never done that.
No, he wouldn't have done
but, like,
that.
But like lizards, like.
Ah, te gusta matar los gatos?
Tú vas a ver.
Let me show you how you're gonna kill a cat.
But
he still has to take a lot of purga to give me back.
Does he
the
listen?
Boots of pura pizza.
No, but he should.
So
Ale, you should listen to this one.
This one's the one you should tell your brother to listen to.
Baby. I got 23 now. Eagle Scouts under my belt, and they all owe me a lot of purga.
FYI, because that sounds really
context
bad.
Clues.
No,
yeah,
I'm,
it sounded really.
Bad. I'm not thinking
I
it that way.
What he meant.
I'm with him. Don't insult him. You leave him alone.
Hey, listen. Listen, most of my scouts still have my boots up their asses. Okay? I even went to court, federal court.
Oh, no. This is good. Now it's getting.
Dad,
now
no,
it's.
I told the
no,
judge about that.
No, no.
Oh, yes, I did.
Now it's
getting. So
you
then,
mocked me. I was like, no, yeah.
So then what happened?
Yeah.
Well,
that's Christy.
That's Christy. Yeah.
I did. She's. when I was, I got to the party on Saturday. Like, full circle.
We only had an hour and 15.
Really?
Hour and 15?
Yeah. No, that's from when we popped. There can't be an only.
Shut up.
An hour and 15. An hour, 14, 48, 49, and
bro,
15.
I feel like we've been talking for all like, night. This right? is amazing.
And I told you that alcohol does
someone's
stuff.
Phone is ringing.
What's the most embarrassing story about Vanessa?
No, that's why not nice.
Your dad's coming on Wednesday, Jeff. No. I will get you back, motherfucker. Your dad's coming.
I'll tell you. I know Vanessa, which one he'll tell me.
Vanessa, control no, yourself, lady.
No, no, no. Don't tell me the story. I don't want to do that.
Like
no, I'm not going to do it
you
to you.
You don't want
to
do that.
I'm not going to do it to you.
You need to speak as a lady.
So then.
Like a woman.
Oh. All right.
Phone is ringing.
I wouldn't do that to you, BFF.
Okay. So.
No. I just got hit.
That wasn't me, by the way, guys. Because it happened. Ooh.
Speak like a lady or I'm going to kick your ass. Really? Yeah. What an example.
Yeah. The context, everything he said about the Boy Scouts just went deeper.
Yeah, it made it worse and worse and worse.
Your mom was like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your parents are awesome.
Stephanie's parents are up next, guys.
Oh, fuck no. Oh my dad God. Is fine, but my mom never. Never.
I'm going to sit. Your mom loves me. I'll sit with her.
Yeah, your mom's fun. She'll talk about how I went to cheer camp.
No, we're not having my... Yeah. I'll have my dad every day, but no, not
oh,
my mom.
Oh, you can dish it, but you can't take
no,
it?
No, I don't want my mom. My mom is psychotic. No, we're not having
I already know. I already know embarrassing stories my dad would say.
What would he say?
I'll tell you. I don't give a shit.
I'm fine. I don't...
I may or may not have drank out of a bottle to an age that was too much higher.
No, don't share that.
I don't care.
What bottle? What are you talking
like a baby bottle.
Oh.
Oh, my brother did that shit.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked the baby bottle.
My brother drank out of a bottle till he was like 16.
Well, obviously.
No, it wasn't that long.
No.
I was like 8.
My brother did it till he was like 16 or 15 or something.
Bottles are so much easier to
drink. Have you not learned that I don't have any shame? I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm still not going to do that to you, but I don't give a fuck.
I can't really think of anything that would be that embarrassing that I haven't said about myself.
Yeah.
Just talked about how Sophie thought my boobs made chocolate milk.
That's hilarious. I
it's
forgot
science,
about that
though.
Story.
It is science.
I saw so that funny. On the Science Channel.
That's why once. Oliver was such a yummy squish. Because I gave him chocolate milk.
Wow.
Same for Neri. He's a yummy squish. What?
You and Neri are legit
relationship goals.
We have to get those shirts.
You do. He showed you the shirt?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need that one.
Pablo's
but with
back.
Your faces on them.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I want
so.
It. Anyway.
You should be Rocky.
Is there anything? Do we have anything else?
I don't have anything else.
Like, no, I don't have anything else.
I'm good.
We're good?
We're good.
Hour and 15 minutes. I think that's a solid.
I think that's a good episode,
and that
guys.
Was a solid hour and 15
that
minutes.
That was a great hour and 15 minutes.
It was an eternal hour and 15 minutes.
Yes, but, you know.
They have
hour
children.
And 15 minutes and that's it? That's all you can talk about?
We have
what
kids.
What do you want to talk about?
I'm just going to want to go.
What?
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Let's talk about that.
I'm just going to bed.
Okay.
It's time to mimid, guys.
A mimid todos los niños.
A mimid todos los niños.
Calabaza, calabaza.
I'm so happy that you were part of this, but I feel bad because you missed your Walking Dead.
Oh,
it's on Netflix. It's
Netflix
not going
isn't
anywhere.
Going anywhere.
Don't yell at me.
Netflix isn't going anywhere. It's not movie. It's not movie pass. It's not going anywhere.
Right.
Don't worry.
Wait, do we want to talk about movie pass?
Sure.
We can talk about that.
It's been ruining my life, but you can tell the real news.
That they just announced today the movie pass is that you could pay. It's $9.99 a month, and you're supposed to. The plan was that you could go to as many movies as you wanted,
up to 3 times a week, right?
Up to three times.
Oh no, that's
day.
The A.
Or
the AMC.
It's once a day.
Once a day.
Once a day, you could go to the movies as much as you want.
Okay, so what happened?
But they weren't making money. Because paying $9.99 a month when one ticket's $10, $12.
More.
Yeah, more.
Not just that, but the logistics of this thing.
It's awful.
It's awful. Because
you can't get them ahead of time, right?
You have to be. Go ahead.
So with AMC Stubs, right, you pay $15 a year, and then you get, on Tuesdays, you get $5
movies,
right? That's why I go to the movies every Tuesday. But for a while, when they were promoting AMC Stubs, you had to go to the theater
right.
and get the ticket.
The only time I ever took advantage of that, like, I had to go and stand in line and buy the ticket in the theater. Like, you couldn't buy the $5 tickets ahead of time.
Now, but even before they did this MoviePass thing, it was still moderately, like, it wasn't as popular as the AMC Stubs thing, because we would go on a Tuesday before the movie pass started, the movie pass thing started, and it would be fine. There wasn't a line, there wasn't chaos, there wasn't anything. The thing about this was that they rolled it out with really bad logistics, because on top of them not letting you, because now with the AMC Stubs, you can buy your tickets
ahead of time,
ahead of time on the app. You can't do that with the movie pass, and because it's so popular, you can only
do it at Landmark Theaters.
And it's summertime. Mm-hmm. It's a clusterfuck.
Yeah. Well, good news. Now you can only do 3 movies a month.
Huh?
They just announced that it's going to be 3 movies a month.
Great. And that's it. I need the kids to go back to school because you're ruining my movie Tuesdays. Because
yeah. Everything is sold out. We've lived in the front row for all
I've
summer.
I've had the IMAX experience and only paid a regular ticket price summer.
Like but this. It went from you could go to a movie a day to 3 movies a month.
Well, good. AMC rolled out their own version of this. And now for $20 a month, you can go to 3 movies a week, but it can be regular, IMAX, or 3D.
And you can buy them ahead of time.
And you can buy them ahead of time. Whereas MoviePass, you had to be within 100 yards of the theater, so you basically had to be there or in the parking lot.
Right.
Or unless you were like lucky and happened to live across the street from a movie theater.
Yes. Well, yeah, when you're paying for stuff, you need to know what you're doing.
No kidding.
Yes. So you have to be within 100 feet of it or 100 yards of it, sorry. And you can't, and you have to buy it like for that on that day.
Okay. She's getting agitated.
I'm not getting agitated.
I feel like this tweet is so perfect for this episode. It says, trying to gossip with your dad is so hard because first you have to introduce the characters, then give the plot line, then dish him the deeds, and then you have to repeat everything because he wasn't listening the first time.
Yes.
Oh, cheat.
I also like the one that gossiping with your husband is the best because he's not listening anyway.
And he won't tell anybody.
He won't tell anybody.
Well, okay. Well,
Daddy doesn't listen to anything you say.
See? I know. I've learned.
So, what else we got?
I think that's
it. Yeah.
Daddy's going to take the bottles back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daddy.
And you guys are going to have to wash the dishes.
Okay. Oh.
You guys means Vanessa, but okay.
Yeah.
I don't live here.
So out of Wacken, Germany.
What?
Wacken, Germany.
Spell that.
Yeah. W-A-C-K-E-N.
Okay.
Wacken,
Germany.
Wacken.
Two elderly men escaped their nursing home in Germany on Friday, and they were found.
Grace and Frankie.
And they were found at the world's largest heavy metal festival by police.
Oh, this sounds like something my dad would do.
Totally.
For
That's amazing. Police said when the men were located at 3 a.m. at Wacken Open Air, they were disoriented and dazed and did not want to leave the four-day festival.
Were they high?
Probably. That's what disoriented and dazed
they probably
was.
They got lucky.
Does it say who was playing at this festival that was worth breaking out of the nursing home from?
Metallica.
Probably.
I mean, why else would you break out of a nursing home?
Because nursing homes suck.
Nursing homes are awful. They're like worse than prison.
I mean, I would break out of a nursing home to go to Walmart. Like, they suck. They're so sad. Anyway, that's pretty emo. Some happy news. Well, yeah, find some happy
there's
news.
There's no other happy news.
Yeah, like there is. Ellen comes back in a couple of weeks. That's happy news.
Does she?
Yeah. She comes back Labor Day
Ellen.
Weekend.
I'm going on a DeGeneres. Cruise.
Huh?
Ellen DeGeneres.
I love her. I can't believe I'm going to California. I'm not going to go to her show.
No, you have to go.
Try to get on Maury.
I've heard. Maury's in New York, I think. Oh.
I actually spoke
with somebody that's from LA, and they told me recently that the Ellen show books like months in advance. So trying to get into the audience for that one is really
hard. You should
go
on behalf of me to Universal Studios Hollywood and go do the meet and greet with Mr. Ping.
Are you going to pay for her to get
Who's
in?
Mr. Ping?
That's Po's dad from
Kung Fu Panda.
That owns a noodle shop. They actually have a noodle shop.
I've never seen
He's a
Kung
goose.
Fu Panda.
You should watch it. It's really good.
You can I'll come over because Nathan wants to watch it because he has his karate outfit now.
Nathan knows that when Titi Missy comes over, we're watching Mary Poppins.
He'll watch Golden Girls with you.
I know he will. He's
the best. He won't watch
or the Wild Craps.
Oh my God. Can I tell that story quick? So
no.
I was babysitting Nate a couple of weeks ago.
Thank you, by the way, again.
You're welcome. Stop saying thank you. I like your kid. And he's like, Titi, let's watch. I go, do you want to watch a movie? Do you want to watch Boss Baby? Because you know how Chrissy ratted me out and told him that I didn't like Boss Baby. He's like, no, let's watch Wild Kratts. Now, I'm not a professional. I don't own one of these things full time. So I don't know what the lingo is. So when this child goes, wild crats, I didn't hear crats. I heard crap. And I said,
wild crap sounds like an interesting show.
Well, on top TBH. Of which, I was like, but you're four. It's too soon for you to know what crap is yet. And then I made him repeat it, and he legit rolled his eyes like the third time, like, oh, can't believe my TT doesn't get it. And he just grabbed his his tablet, like, frustrated, pulled it up, and he turns it around and goes, look, wild crats. And I was like, oh, crats. Got it.
With a T.
Not craps.
Well, he said it really loud.
Yeah, he talks.
And fast.
He's so cute.
He is cute.
I think that's it.
Yep.
I agree. Alrighty.
I think that's a good...
It's a good episode.
Thanks
for coming, guys. Good night, Dad.
All fart is saying good night.
Good night, Dad.
Have a very good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
This was amazing.
It was my pleasure.
This was the best podcast ever.
Eventually, we're going to get your dad here.
Yeah. On Wednesday, it's already been planned. Been decided.
I'm going to call him.
He's the only one that's missing, so he's fine. I'm guessing Mom went outside. The door. Don't let Baloo run away. It's dark and I won't be able to find him. Oh, sure.
Sure.
I couldn't find him in the sunlight this morning. You can find him in the dark.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thanks for listening. Thank you for...
Look, like, Steph's staring at me. I'm like...
Well, I was waiting for him to finish.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Talking about jizz.
Because my dad closed the door.
So the rumor is that boys will go blind because they masturbate too much. Right?
I said that.
We said it.
We addressed that, yes, stupid.
They've also said that they'll get hairy palms from that.
No, I've never heard that.
You've never heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hairy palms?
Yeah. Like, they'll grow hair on their hands from touching
that,
their
I know
hands.
What, that, teen werewolf? You know how, yeah. You know how she figured that out when you said hairy palms?
I was just explaining in further detail.
Don't you be were, a caca you, head, you were,
listen, there's not enough wine in my house today, Jeffrey, so please.
There's that giant bottle that's...
But that's no. White wine.
They
it's
also tell you guys, I mean, in Catholic school... Dave says this, that they told you guys if you shake it more than four times, it's considered masturbating. Like, after, when you pee, it's considered masturbating.
Shake it once.
You know,
well, I jerked off
Christians
a lot,
really do it.
Shake it twice, that's okay.
Christians really, like,
shake it three times.
Do, you're like, do it to the.
Just
never mind, bro.
No, say it.
No,
say.
I'm done.
No,
anyway,
say what you were saying.
No, it doesn't matter anymore. It's like the moment passed.
Okay.
Okay.
You can find us on geekbro.net, on woobopod.com, on woobopod on all forms of social media, woobopod on gmail.com. You can find all the other Geek Bro podcasts.
Like Mamas and Merlot.
Like Mamas and Merlot, Vanessa.
What's the email?
MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com.
You can also find Mount Geekmore, Shiver.
Into your microphone, please.
Sorry, Mount Geekmore, Shiver. What's good? Zeros on Heroes, Comedy Fitness, Talking Geek. What am I missing?
Mr. Multiverse.
Mr. Multiverse. They're new. I'm sorry. New I haven't gotten used to saying your name yet.
That's what she said.
That was funny.
Just call me Daddy.
And,
Ew.
Too far, Jeffrey.
Ew.
My dad's here.
He's not in here in the room
I know,
anymore.
But he's in the house. It's weird.
And that's
that.
That's how we do things. Yay, bye.
<I'm> sorry.
Ooh, bro, bro, bro.
Pew, 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 pew.
Okay, bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.